New Zealand mud snails found here are about the size of a grain of rice. Though tiny, they outcompete native insects that serve as food for endangered fish and other aquatic life. They reproduce asexually, so it takes just one snail to introduce the species to a new area. No one knows for sure how they first got here, but once they start multiplying, they're so small they can easily hitch a ride on anything from a muddy boot or kayak paddle to the shovels and equipment used by landscape restoration crews. New Zealand mud snails are all over the western states now and spreading fast.
Until 2009, they were only known to be in the lower Columbia River area. And then in 2009, we found them in Capitol Lake.
That's Alan Plois with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says they looked to Scandinavia for a non-toxic method to exterminate the snails, and Olympia's man-made lake provides a closed system where they can test the technique. When the temperature drops to below freezing, they drain the lake so the lake bed ices over. Earlier this month, the 5-day cold snap provided just the right conditions. They monitored 5 sampling sites where they scooped up icy mud and debris with snails in it. On day one, Plois says 85% of the snails were dead from exposure.
And then after the 5th day, we went out and collected in those same areas, and 100% of the snails were dead.
The hope is that this technique could eventually be used in other areas to slow their spread. But the simplest method is just to take along a stiff bristled brush and sweep off anything that might be carrying the snails or seeds of other invasive species. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.